All right, so as you all are standing, not sure if you was here last week, but I told you all going forward every Sunday we're going to get to God's business and what this church set out to do. And so each week we're going to read the mission statement of Connect Church. We're going to read it together. We're going to read it passionately. And why are we doing this? Because I believe in repetition. If you say something over and over and over enough, you'll start to believe it. And if you start to believe it, then you'll start to act on it. And so can we put the mission statement up on the screen? All right. All together. One, two, three. Connect Church exists to make disciples of Jesus Christ who love God, love people, and impact the world. Amen. Can we give God a hand clap of praise for that? All right. So now, when we come back next Sunday, each Sunday, I want us to say it with more and more passion, like we really believe it. All right. All right. Since you're standing, let's go ahead and turn to our text for today. If you would turn with me to Luke, the 9th chapter and verse 23, Luke 9:23. That is in the New Testament. Luke 9:23. All right. If you have it, say, I have it. If you don't have it, say, hold up. All right, we got some hold ups in the house. So as they're still finding, so today's sermon title and what I hope to accomplish with this sermon today is to remind some of us what it takes to walk with Jesus Christ. And not only what it takes to walk with Jesus Christ, but what it takes to build an organization, what it takes to recover when you've been blindsided and things catch you off guard. And so I believe that for us as a church, for us to move forward, what it's going to take for us is going to take each and every one of us to go all in. Each and every one of us is going to take for us to do what God has called us to do here as Connect Church, as a fellowship of believers, is going to require us to do one thing and one thing only, and that's go all in. Let's read. Luke 9, verse 23 says, and he was saying to them all, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross weekly, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, this is the one who will save it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace today. We just thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, God, for another opportunity to stand here, God, and proclaim your word. God, I thank you, God, for using me for the very intents and purposes which you created me for, and that is to make your name great. And so, God, I stand here today, God, with just one request. God, wear me like a glove. Use me, God, like you've never used me before, to speak your word clearly, concisely, and compellingly. And God, we'll be so honored. We'll be so thankful to give you the praise, give you all the glory. Because, God, we want this word to fall on the good soil of our hearts. Not on the stony places and not on the rocky places, but on the good soils of our heart, good soil of our heart. And so we just give you praise, glory, honor for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. So I'm kind of torn, but I guess me being who I am, I'm going to just go ahead and just get the hard stuff out of the way first, all right? And so I want to give everyone here an update on where we are. As you know, we came together as a church probably the end of October, and we told you guys that the church that meets here on Saturdays, Ministerio Gracias, they made us an offer to purchase the building. And so we entered into a contract with them to sell them the building with the intent of leasing the building back from them. This would have given us a much needed capital infusion, and so the elders voted to accept their offer and to move forward with the sale. Well, I just wanted to give you guys an update today that Ministerio Gracias terminated the contract. They no longer want to purchase the, well, I don't know if they don't. They just, because they didn't give us a reason. They terminated the contract. And so we are moving forward. So if you guys have any questions concerning that, I'll be out front after church, but that's the extent that I know. And so I was talking to some of the elders, and I felt like this all along. I felt like this was an opportunity, that this was a setup, that we were being set up by God for something miraculous to happen. And so let me calm your fears right now. We're not in jeopardy of losing the building. We haven't missed a payment. We're not going to miss one. So you can calm down there. And that says a lot. And I can say this, guys, since October, since we made this announcement, since we made the announcement of some other changes, offerings have been on the increase. And so I really appreciate each and every one of you for your service, for the way that you give. We have some young people here, man. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about what God is doing in the hearts of our young people when it comes to how they give. And we have the older crowd that is always the older crowd that sustains the church financially. But man, I can tell you, we have some young people, some young adults around here that they love God, and they know why we give. And so I'm just excited. I'm excited about each and every person here that has continued to support Connect Church as we move forward. And you know, for me, and I think I've told you all this before, I'm challenge oriented. I love a good challenge. I love a good fight. And I'm starting to believe that I operate my best when I have a chip on my shoulder. And so sometimes I have chips on my shoulder. And so just so you guys know where I am on this, I'm taking this as an opportunity to watch God work. God is going to show up and God is going to show out. And here it is. We're going to have a front row seat to see what God does for this church going forward. And so that's why we are fasting next week. And I please, everybody, do something for the fast. We have the fasting guidelines so we have hard copies of the reset guidelines out there so that you could go through why we fast, how we fast, and you can choose different ways to fast. So I need everybody here to fast from something for just a week. Starting tomorrow through next Sunday, let's all fast. Let's draw near to God. And let's see what God says. Amen. Well, I thought that was that. Well, y'all made that easier than what it was. All right. So, here's some things that I've noticed as you study God's word and you study the Bible and you study the different people groups in the Bible and you study Israel in particular. One of the things that you see Israel do over and over again is that when they are in a predicament, when they've strayed away from God, Israel goes through this process of bringing themselves drawing closer back to God. And so today in this sermon, all in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, it says, "And he was saying to them, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself." And as I study success and as I study different organizations and how they grow, how they're successful, what do they do when they're backs are up against a wall? What do they do when they're challenged financially? What do they do when they're challenged with volunteers? What do they do when they're challenged just to keep the doors open in some instances? What do they do? The first thing that I see, especially from Israel and especially from Christian-ran organizations, the first thing that they do is they consecrate themselves to God. And so as we consecrate ourselves to God, though, there's still something else that we need to do. And if you go back to Luke and you go back to verse 18, hold on, Luke 9. If you go to verse 18, it says this, it says, and it happened that while he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he questioned them, saying, "Who do people say that I am?" Who do, I like the way one translation says, it says, "Who do men say that I am?" And it seems like a very interesting question coming from Jesus knowing who he is. But Jesus asked his disciples this question. He says, "Who do men say that I am?" And it goes on. He says, "Some say that you're John the Baptist. Others say that you are Elijah. But others say that you're some of the prophets who have arose again." And Jesus says this to them. He says, but who do you say I am? I thought those were two very important questions for us, because for us as a fellowship of believers, we need to understand who others say God is, but who do we say God is? I know what others are doing. I know what others call him, but for us to do and to be and to walk in the way that God has called us to walk, we have to be confident in who he is to us. And you say, why is that important? Because if God is a deliverer, do you see him as a deliverer? Or do you just see this time when we come on Sundays as just this opportunity to just come and pay homage to a God that you haven't ever seen? Or do you really, really believe who Jesus is? Because if you really believe who he is, then you will believe what he's capable of doing. And see, for us to move forward as this fellowship of believers, it is imperative that we believe God. And not only that we believe God, but we believe what the Bible says about God and not what others say about God. Because it's going to take all of us going all in, all together, to get us through this situation that we're in. And so, for 2022, for Connect Church, what is it going to take? What is it going to take for us to make an impact? What is it going to take for us to make an impact? And I believe what it's going to take is going to take for us to go all in for God. Because if you look back over the Bible, the people who have made an impact for God have been all in with God. If we have a bunch of us that's half in and half out, we won't be able to accomplish nearly as much. But what I've gathered from this text is, it says this, it says, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself. That means for us to move forward, it can't be about you. It can't be about the preferences that you have. Well, you know, we used to do church this way, and well, you know, why aren't we? It's not about preferences. He says, deny himself, take up his cross daily. And if you think about the image of the cross that Jesus Christ bore up that hill, that's the image that's being put before us. What is your cross? What's your cross? I know for me, my cross is sometimes I can get too emotional. Sometimes I can hold a grudge. Sometimes I can be unforgiving. Sometimes I can be hard to deal with. I know I'm the only person in this church that's hard to deal with. I'm going to say that again. I know I'm the only person in this church that's hard to deal with. And it says, follow me. So for us, the way I've translated that, for us as a body of believers, is into these four things here. First of all, for us to move forward and be the church that makes disciples, who loves God, loves people, and impact the world, we need a group of people who believe and live the vision and mission of Connect Church. And I've come to some of you personally, and I've asked you if you would consider supporting us through this process. And I thank you all for your support. But we really need a core group of people that really want to see the mission and vision of Connect Church accomplished. Because, you see, if we have a core group, see, Jesus took 12 disciples and changed the entire world. He took 12 disciples and changed the world. You see, the thing about a core group is you really don't need a lot. But you just need that core group. And so as you're fasting this week, I want you to pray and ask God, God, is it time for me to commit to being a part of this core group? What is this core group of people? This is a group of people, man, that loves Connect Church and want to see Connect Church thrive. Want to see Connect Church grow. And you're serving in an area, you're probably serving in one or two areas. I need you to continue to serve. I need you to continue to give. And I need you to continue to grow. That's the core group that we're looking for. The second thing that it's going to take is it's going to take a commitment. The text says, pick up your cross every day. That's commitment. I'm looking for a core group of people. I'm looking for a group of people that want to commit to this vision and mission statement of Connect Church. A commitment to give, a commitment to grow, and a commitment to serve. Because if you take a look around, it's the same people serving every week over and over again. And man, I applaud you guys. I do. Because you all are here week after week after week. I mean, Sunday after Sunday, any other events that we have, there's this group that's there. But we need some more committed people. Basically, what I'm asking you to do is to let's get off the sideline. Let's get in the game. And for some of us that's in the game, I need you to push yourself just a little bit further. So I need a core group. I need this core group to be committed to give, to grow, and to serve. And then community. That's one of the areas that I think COVID totally wreaked havoc on our churches, and we're seeing the evidence of it. But being in community is important. It's the lifeblood of the church. In the book of Acts, you saw the early church in community, fellowshipping, helping one another, sharing, and being there for each other. And so I want to invite you back to community. And what we're going to do is start on Wednesday nights, the first Wednesday of every month, we're going to come together for prayer and fellowship. This Wednesday, we're not providing food because we're going to be fasting. But the next month, we're going to come on that first Wednesday. We're going to eat. We're going to pray. We're going to get back to knowing each other and being involved in everyone's lives. And if you're not in a life group, I need you to get back involved or get involved in a life group. Or a discipleship class. We have Sunday morning discipleship classes from 9:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. We have a men's discipleship class, a women's discipleship class. We have a young adult discipleship class. We have a youth discipleship class. So we have something here Sundays at 9 a.m. for everyone. And as we get more people to step up, we can offer a variety of discipleship classes and life groups. But it takes a commitment, and it takes wanting to be in community with each other. And I know if you're like me, I'll just give y'all an example of what my past week was like. I was at home every day. For Christmas, it was me, my wife, and my son. For New Year's Eve, it was me, my wife, and my son. You see something starting to happening here? I really like being at home. And so this is a challenge for me, is to get out and open myself up to you all more, to be more involved. And so my wife and I are trying to work our schedules to see, should we do a life group? We're going to do something. And we're going to spend time with you all. Because I know some of you don't know this about me, but I am something like an introvert. I'm an extrovert when I have to be. But I love being an introvert. I love me. I love spending time with me. If you don't, that's your loss. I do. But that's so that you know, just because I'm standing here doesn't mean that I'm not held to the same standard. So I have to open up and be willing to be in community as well. And so when we've taken the time to build a core, identify the committed, and we've immersed them into the community and demonstrate the love of Christ, then and only then can we impact the world. And so today, as I close, as the band and the praise team come back, here's what I want you all to do for me right now. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to just take a personal inventory right now of you, your relationship with God, and your commitment to Connect Church. Because, guys, we can't do this alone. It's going to take more than just the staff. It's going to take more than the elders. It's going to take more than the volunteers. It's going to take all of us. And it's going to take all of us giving our all in all. And so as your head is bowed and you just kind of just scrolling back through 2021, 2020, I really want you to just do an inventory and just be real honest. And this is just between you and God. God, where am I in my commitment? God, why the hesitancy for me to commit? God, why the reluctance to get involved more? God, is it still because of that last church that I went to? God, that they hurt me so bad that all I can do now is just come and just sit and soak? I want you to really be real with God right now. Are you harboring any unforgiveness for anyone here at this church, past or present? And ask yourself this: everything have to go my way? God, what about your way? So I want you to just take some time and just pray. Ask yourself the hard questions. And then the last question I want you to ask yourself is, what would it take for me to get back involved? God, what part do you want me to play in what you're doing with Connect Church right now? God, am I serving the way that you would have me to serve? Lord, am I giving the way that you would have me to give? God, am I even spending time growing in you? Or have I just been going through the motions? So I don't know what answers, if any answers that you've come back with, but what I will tell you is this. There's somebody sitting alongside of you. There's somebody sitting on your same road. There's somebody sitting in the same worship area that feels the same way that you do. But I tell you, if we all just come together and bring our brokenness, bring our unforgiveness, bring our disappointment, bring it and just put it at the foot of the altar and say, God, here, this belongs to you. I promise you, when we come together, We go all in. We give our all. We serve with our all. And we put our all in to growing. Man, what a wondrous impact that we're going to make personally and corporately. So God, we just thank you. Thank you, God, for a new year. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for a fresh start, God. And God, we are confident that this situation did not catch you by surprise. God, this is just a setup, God, for you to show up, God, in a miraculous way. And so we are on tiptoed anticipation, God, watching, praying, serving, sowing, doing all that we can do, God. We just thank you for it. In Jesus' name.